This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. The country is witnessing high-octane campaign for third phase of Lok Sabha elections, with top leaders holding election rallies and roadshows in various constituencies. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address 4 rallies in Karnataka today. He will be campaigning in the constituencies going to the polls on May the 7th. Mr. Modi will address a public rally in Belagavi. He will then reach Sirsi in Uttara Kannada Lok Sabha constituency and address a public rally at noon. Thereafter, the senior BJP leader will reach Davanagere and take up campaigning afternoon, and finally in the evening will address the final rally for the day from Bellary. Earlier, Mr. Modi, while addressing an election rally in Goa last night, said that Goa symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshtha Bharat. In Andhra Pradesh, YSR Congress Party President YS Jagan Mohan Reddy unveiled the party manifesto for general elections 2024 at Tadepalli party office yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, he stated that his state government completed 99% of the promises made in 2019 election manifesto and assured to continue all the existing welfare schemes if voted to power again. In Gujarat, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed election rallies in Porbandar, Bharuch and Panchmahal. Addressing a rally in Panchmahal yesterday, Mr. Shah said the BJP government will implement the Uniform Civil Code once it returns to power. He said BJP government, under the leadership of Narendra Modi, has freed India from terrorism. Mr. Shah said the BJP government is committed to the development of all sections of society, including poor and marginalized people. In another rally at Dharampur in Valsad district, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra accused the BJP government of doing injustice to the poor and tribal people over the last 10 years. She stated that if the Congress party comes to power, it will allocate a special budget for tribal people and work for the welfare of the poor, farmers and the downtrodden. Uttar Pradesh is going to witness high-voltage political campaigning today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be addressing 3 rallies in the state. He will be in Kasganj, Mainpuri, Itawa and Kanpur. Apart from attending rallies in Kasganj, Mainpuri and Itawa, he will have meetings with party functionaries in Kanpur regarding the general elections. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, will also address rallies in Bareilly, Badayun and Eta districts. Clash of titans in the political battleground will be in Bareilly, where Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will also campaign for the party candidate. He will also address another political rally in Sambhal district. In Gujarat, political campaigning is going on in full swing. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh will campaign in favour of BJP candidates today. Mr. Singh will address a press conference in Ahmedabad in the morning and later address election rallies at Khambat and Bhavnagar. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi will campaign in the state today. Mr. Singhvi will address a press conference in Ahmedabad. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi will address an election rally at Patan tomorrow. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for severe heatwave conditions in Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha. Heatwave conditions in isolated pockets over Bihar, Jharkhand, Rayalaseema, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Uttar Pradesh, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam are likely to prevail to the next 4 to 5 days. IMD further said that hot and humid weather is very likely to prevail over West Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura till tomorrow, while similar conditions are likely to prevail in Kerala, Mahe, coastal Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Konkan till the 1st of May. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 7 wickets at Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last night, chasing a target of 197 runs set by Lucknow. Rajasthan Royals scored 199 for 3 in 18.5 overs. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.